Good morning. My name is Gary Brailsford, and our reading today comes from Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 through 27. I am glad when I suffer for you in my body, for I am participating in the sufferings of Christ that continue for his body, the church. God has given me the responsibility of serving his church by proclaiming his entire message to you. This message was kept secret for centuries and generations past, but now it has been revealed to God's people. For God wanted them to know that the riches and glory of Christ are for you, Gentiles, too. And this is the secret. Christ lives in you. This gives you assurance of sharing his glory. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
A very important question for you today. What is your secret? What's the mystery that you've wanted to know all of your life? What is the classified information that you wish you were in the know for? What's your secret? My name's Keith Harcombe, and I'm the lead pastor here at Palm Harbor. If I haven't met you yet, I'd love to in the lobby. And we're on week two of our series, The Domino Effect. The first week, John Michael came and spoke to us and launched this series and talked about having a proximity to the ascended Christ. And the next 5 weeks after this today and the next 4 weeks after that, we're going to continue to talk about the dominoes that fall and make another one 1.5 times more bigger than the one that was won before turn over. And we're excited this week. We're going to talk about the secret or the mystery, the classified information. What is it that is a secret that you would love to know? What is it that's going to agitate your life, that is going to free you up when you know this information? I began to know the mystery or the secret when I worked here as a middle school youth director way back in 2005 or 2006, sometime around that time. And I met a small domino, the previous pastor called Dave Baldridge. I said a small domino. Some of you got that. I met a small domino. He was a domino that started in my life. He was the 2-inch domino that started my ministry, if you like. And I met him out here in the lobby. And I said to him, Dave, I'm starting my whole path kind of thing. Can I do something around the church? Something that would help me. I can pray for people. What would you? He says, Keith, I would kick myself if you went to another church and were ministering there. And that was kind of his domino thing to say, off you go kind of thing. Spread your wings. Off you go to do your thing. And that was a domino effect in my life. Because from there I went to Palmacia, and at Palmacia Methodist down in South Tampa, I met another domino, Bruce Toms, and he mentored me and shaped me and molded me and taught me the essentials of being a minister. Not long after being there, I went to a little church in Northwest Tampa called Wellspring. Whilst at Wellspring, I met a young man who played guitar poorly in the worship band. A young man that was down on his luck. He was in and out of AA programs, in and out of Narcotics Anonymous programs, in and out of these programs with his girlfriend who was also in NA. And I heard he was broke. He mowed lawns in my neighborhood, I heard. And he was broke, so I thought, I know, I'll hire him as my youth director. And Tim Barton became my youth director in and amongst and around his rehabilitation program from drugs and alcohol. Not long after that, after he left Wellspring, he got a job, a position down in Dunedin Methodist Church in Dunedin. And he met another domino there, which was Jason Knott. Jason Knott happened to be the brother-in-law of the little domino, Dave Baldridge. Son-in-law, thank you over the back there. So glad you're listening. Jason Knott happened to be the son-in-law. He married his daughter. And from that domino, Jason Knott, that then set Tim off onto his ministry life. And last week, they announced that Tim has now got his own church in Fort Pierce. Woohoo! Yeah! He doesn't know I'm doing this, but I'm going to send it to him later. He'll hate all the embarrassment. But dominoes are falling everywhere. Dominoes where people are getting the mystery. The mystery was in Dave Baldridge. The mystery was in Bruce Toms. The mystery was in Tim Barton. The mystery was encapsulated in Jason Knott. And all these dominoes started falling. And now this kid who was mowing the lawns in my neighborhood has his own church. Praise God. These dominoes are falling everywhere. But the first domino is important. This little domino is very important. This 2-inch domino. And then the next domino, so the first one is the proximity to Christ. And then the next domino is what we're going to talk about today. Our series continues on in the book of Colossians. And Gary read to you what we are going to study today. We're in the first chapter of Colossians. Still, if you've got a Bible, turn to it. If you've got it on your phone, or type it in there in your phone and follow along. You might see something you haven't seen before. Colossians chapter 1. It's in the New Testament towards the back. Paul is talking, like John Michael told us, to the church in Colossae, little place, Asia Minor. Paul didn't build this church. But the church that he did build, that he sent out and put together, built that church. Epaphras was the person that placed it there. So Paul's in jail, and he's sending encouragement to the Colossians. He's sending encouragement to Colossians, and he wants them to get a mystery. He wants them to get this domino number 2. What number domino are we on? 2. Domino number 2 starts like this. I am glad when I suffer for you in my body. For I am participating in the sufferings of Christ that continue for his body, the church. God has given me the responsibility of serving his church by proclaiming his entire message to you. Now, important to note here is that Paul would do anything for his church. And he is suffering in the pattern of Christ, not like Christ, in the pattern of Christ by being in jail as he actually writes this letter. Paul doesn't think he can fix people. Paul doesn't think he can save people. Paul doesn't have a Messiah complex. He has a mission complex. He wants them to understand that the most important thing is that you get this particular domino in your life, that you understand this mystery, that you understand this secret, that you understand this classified information that sometimes you think you don't have access to. So he says to him, I want you to know this. I'm suffering like Christ. I'm suffering for the mission of the church. I'm suffering because I believe it's important that you know this. And he goes on to say, in verse 26, this message was kept secret. This message was kept secret for ages. This message was kept secret for generations past. But now it has been revealed to God's people, for God wanted them to know the riches and glory of Christ are for you Gentiles too. And this is the secret. Get ready? Christ lives in you. That gives you assurance of sharing his glory. So this message, this was kept secret. This message was kept a mystery. We're going to proclaim the mystery in a minute when we have communion together. What's the mystery? Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. But here's another mystery right here. Another secret. Another classified information that people are just blown away that should happen. And the mystery is the Gentiles are going to get this. It's a mystery to God's people. The Gentiles are now in on this secret. For God wants all of them to know the riches of God's glory. The riches of God's glory is for the Gentiles, for different people than the Jews, for different people than you might imagine, from different people that you think might be excluded of walking into your church doors, from lawnmowers and people in AA and NA. He says, these people have access to this great secret, to this great mystery. And God wanted you all to know this. What mystery is it that you think if you knew in your family that this could help you in your life? What secret could possibly be revealed in and amongst your workplace and the circles that you surround yourself in? What secret do you think, if it was revealed, you would be really happy? What's the classified information that you'd like to know in order to better understand yourself and better understand who God is? God has made this mystery known. I don't know, maybe you've been delving into Ancestry.com for the last 10 years of your life and something has been revealed and you're like, oh, now I realize I'm from Fiji. And you look into your life and you're like, I've always wondered what that mystery is. I've always wondered what that was in my heart. Paul said, I got a mystery for you. Christ is in you. Christ is in you. Some of you here, I've noticed when I say in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, you genuflect. Yes, some of you do it that way. Some of you do it this way. It doesn't matter to me. But you genuflect and you say, oh, God, I want a mini Christ to be revealed in me. I want the picture of Christ to be revealed in me. I want to be a portable Christ that goes around and I want to personify the risen Lord Jesus through the cross. In fact, I want to be a cellular device when I genuflect. A little device that you can take around. It has all the reflections of Jesus. Paul says, that's what you are. The mini Christ, you are that person. You are the person that is reflecting Christ in you. This is for all of you who call on the name of the Lord Jesus. This is for all of you who repent and realign with Christ. This is for all of you who say, yes, Lord Jesus, I want to follow you. And the Spirit of Christ, Christ dwells in us, and we share this with others. And Paul's passionate about trying to communicate this. And he wants everybody to know that this mini Christ is in their lives. And when we understand that this mini Christ is in our lives, when we understand that we get this domino first, this domino is proximity, a proximity to Christ. We get domino number one. And then when we understand that Christ is in us, something different starts to happen. This energy from this domino, it's got a lot of potential energy right now. And when it gets knocked, the potential energy moves to kinetic energy. And it has enough energy from the gravity of the ground, from the gravity underneath me, to knock over the other domino. The first domino is this proximity to Christ. And the second domino is that the Christ is in you. And when we get this, something massive starts to happen in our lives. Paul says, Christ is in you. And the word there, the Christ is in you, is a plural you. Christ is in all of you. Now, if you're from the south of the United States, which is just north of Tallahassee, you say, all y'all, right? You say, all y'all. I can't really say that. So in North England, in Liverpool, when you're saying plural of you, you say, use law. Say that with me. Use law. Use law, have the Spirit of Christ in you. Christ is in use law. And this domino that begins to fall when you realize that you are a portable Christ, when you realize that you are a reflection of Christ, when you realize that you are a cellular device walking around with the picture of Christ in you, domino number two starts to fall. Something massive starts to happen in our lives. Something big. I was like, oh, wait, I get it. I get what Dave was saying. I get what was going on in Tim's life. I understand that something massive was happening. I understood that regardless of all this junk around him, he understood who Jesus was. He understood that Christ was in his life. Bruce Toms, who was completely different than me, something was in his life. Christ was in his life. And Jason, not Christ is in him. He's completely different than me too. And yet Christ is in you. Amen. Christ is in all y'all. Amen. Christ is in use law. Use law. Use law. Because Christ wanted to be in and amongst our lives. And that is a mystery. That's a secret that some of us get later on in life. Some of us get it early, praise God. Some of us take a long time. So, we know the mystery. We know that it creates a domino effect. We know that something happens in people's lives when we tell them the mystery of Christ. We know that this secret is more important than anything in your family. We know that this classified information is more important than anything that goes on in work. So, Paul says, we all tell others about Christ, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all the wisdom God has given us. In the original Greek there's three everyone's. We tell everyone, we tell you all, we tell all y'all, we tell you law, and we warn everyone and teach everyone with all the wisdom God has given us. We want to present them to God perfect in their relationship to Christ. And that's the way, that's why I work and struggle so hard, depending on Christ's mighty power that works within me. So we tell everyone, says Paul. We tell everyone, teaching and admonishing everyone. And this is his big mission right here. We're getting to the big mission. We're getting to the reason why he's writing. Right at the beginning of the text. He says, I want everyone to be perfect. Original Greek is mature. And what are the marks of being mature? You might say, well, what is a mature Christian? Is that 52 Sundays a year? Is that 26 Sundays a year? Is that someone who cracks open their Bible every morning? Is it somebody who gets a reminder on their phone every day? Is it somebody that gives to feast every week? There's other churches around the country doing this series right now. And a whole group of pastors in different churches all the way around the country. And we get together in chat rooms and say, you know, what's working? We share ideas. And this one struck a chord. This one, what are the marks of a disciple? What are, if you could nail it down, what are the three things that make a Christian mature, as Paul's talking about it? And this guy, David Mills, shared it in one of the chat rooms. He says, one of the first things we look for in a mature Christian, a mature follower of Christ, is the love of God and love of people. Amen? That's pretty top of the shop right there. Love God, love people. The second is humility, willing to suffer for others. No amens there. Okay, got it. The third one was an unshakable commitment to the mission of Christ. So the first one is love of God and love of people. The second one was humility, willing to suffer for others. And the third one was unshakable commitment to the mission of the church. And that is Paul's game. That is his mission. It's not to get more people in the church of Colossae. They probably couldn't fit them anyway. It was a little house church. It's not to garner up different numbers to look good on social media. It's so that they become mature. That was his mission in life. That was his whole mission. Paul embodied this, and he brought this to the other believers, to whomever he was around, to whomever he was writing to. And the last bit of this section is great. I love it. He says, that's why I work and struggle so hard, depending on Christ's mighty power that works into me. That's why I work and struggle. And the Greek for these words is even more fun. Yeah, the first one is for working is kapaio, which means labor, work, and give effort to. So give effort to the mission of the church. Labor and work hard for the mission of the church. And the second one is agonizomai. Ring any bells? Yeah, it's where we got our word, I am agonizing over this. I am agonizing over this particular topic, over this particular event, over this particular person. Agonizomai means compete, struggle, and strive with all energy. Although, but he doesn't say all of his energy. What energy does he say? With the energy of Christ in me. With the energy of the reflection of Christ in me. Of all that I know of Christ in me, I'm going to use all of that to agonize and labor and work hard so that people will be mature. So that people will know the risen Christ in life. So they will know this mini Christ. They will know this portable Christ. They will know this cellular Christ that we take around with us. Agonize over this. And I know some of you are sitting there saying, yeah, I've been agony for years over this particular person who I've said loads of times, hey, you know, this is probably a better way. Do I just try it out? I know the pain that you go through. I know the stuff that goes on in your head. Try this out. I know some of you are sitting there saying, yeah, I've been agonizing for years that my family would understand what it means to follow Jesus. I know some of you are wishing that some of your friends would get some of the maturity points about being a Christ follower. And the church has lots to do, big C, big church, to help us understand what it means to be a follower of Christ, what it means to be a mature follower of Christ. And we've got to make programs so that people will have a continuous focus on the future, that they would have an excellence in their Christian development. And we've got to do all those things. But it's all about the mission of the church, that people might be mature followers. What for? What for? So that we will tell others. Paul says that right at the end of his text here. He says, so now. He says, so now. Tell everyone about Christ. Tell others about Christ. Admonishing them. Teaching them. With all our energy. With everything that is in us. Domino number two this week can be summed up in three areas. I want you to know the mystery of Christ. I'm going to put them on the screen for you. I want you to know the mystery of Christ. What's the mystery of Christ? Christ in you. This is the marks of the disciple we put on the line. To love God and love people. To have humility, willing to suffer for others. And to have an unshakable commitment to the mission. You can screenshot that if you want to. But the three things I want you to understand today is this mystery that Christ is in you. I want you to work hard and be mature. And I want you to depend on Christ's energy to do this. Domino number two is to know this mystery, to know this secret in your heart, to know the same mystery that was in Dave Baldridge, to know the same mystery that was in Tim Barton, Jason Knott, Bruce Toms. It's the same mystery that's in you. It's a secret. Only it's a secret you've got to share. It's a secret that you've got to tell everybody else about. And when you get this secret, something happens. The energy, the potential energy that is in this particular domino, not just like stand still anymore. It's knocked and it turns into kinetic energy and knocks over the next domino. Domino number two this week is Christ in you. Domino number two this week is Christ in all y'all. Domino number two this week is Christ in youth law. And we're going to celebrate that today with communion. We're going to celebrate in the way that we know best at the table where everybody is welcome. Let us take communion together.
Hear the invitation. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us take a moment of silent confession. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. And now the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to our Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering and death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made a new covenant by water and the Spirit. And on the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread, and he gave thanks, and he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died.
Christ is risen.
Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, God, and on these gifts of bread and juice, make them be for us the body of Christ, that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood, by his Spirit. Make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to the entire world until Christ comes again in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. And now I invite the communion servers to go to your stations. And as they get set, you are welcome and invited to come up to the station that is nearest to you and receive the elements. If you are unable to come to a station, just raise your hand and the servers will bring it to you. We do have gluten-free at each table as well, so just let the servers know that that's what you need. Come when the table is open.